News. I'm Laura Winters. This Sunday, let it snow. The Northeast getting its first snow of the season. Hagerstown, Maryland, parts of New Jersey, and farther north in Boston all getting hit. Boston getting 6 to 8 inches, 30 million people in the path of the storm. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain and snow to New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get at least 6 inches of snow. I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday.
We could have ended up with something so much more tragic, and we're really fortunate that that did not occur here.
That is NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy on the FAA ordering inspections of the Boeing 739 MAX model after that scare in the air Friday when a door blows off at Alaska Airlines flight while the plane at 16,000 feet.
We believe from looking at radar data that the door is around Barnes Road near I-217 and the Cedar Hills neighborhood. If you find that, please, please contact local law enforcement.
A little boy's shirt and some cell phones sucked out of the plane while passengers forced to put on oxygen masks as the pilot lands safely. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
We are learning that Grammy Award-winning singer Michael Bolton, best known for his song, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, revealing that he was diagnosed with a brain tumor and had immediate surgery before the Christmas holiday. In a note to his fans, he says he'll be taking a break from touring to focus on his recovery. Bolton, who is 70 years old, writing on Facebook, I am now recuperating at home and surrounded by the tremendous love and support of my family. It's been a real eye-opener for voters who perhaps tune into the mainstream media and do not see the daily invasion at our southern border with Mexico. This week, the story harder to ignore, with many Republican lawmakers and some Democrats touring our southern border where thousands and thousands and thousands of illegal aliens continue to pour into our country unvetted, the Biden administration absolutely looking the other way. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels.
60 Republican congressmen led by new House Speaker Mike Johnson take time to tour the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
From California to Maryland, from Michigan to Florida, every state in America is now a border state.
Meanwhile, the White House is piling blame on Republicans.
Speaker Johnson continues with the House Republicans to make this a political issue.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republicans rejected President Biden's supplemental funding request, but Republicans argue there also needs to be significant policy changes to slow down the flow of immigrants.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.